Josh.
Yes.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 11th, goes to Harvard University. Now, coronavirus has the world panicking. I don't know if the fear is warranted, but I guess it's better to be safe than sorry. Every corporate company, every institution seems to be taking precautions, except for iHeartRadio. The only thing iHeartRadio has done in regards to the coronavirus is put up directions on how to properly wash your hands in the bathroom. And when you read the instructions to wash your hands in the bathroom at iHeartRadio, it's not even directions. It's the lyrics to Eminem's Lose Yourself. Round of applause to iHeartRadio. Okay. The fact that they used Eminem Lose Yourself lets me know that a 40-plus-year-old white man created those hand-washing directions. But that's a story for another day. Back to Harvard University. Due to that harlot named Rona, Harvard is telling students to move out of their dorms by this Sunday at 5 p.m. I repeat, Harvard University wants all students out of their dorms by this Sunday at 5 p.m. Let's go to WBZ CBS4 for the report, please.
Harvard students were told that they need to be off of campus by Sunday.
Along with students at MIT and Amherst College, Harvard students will now be taking all of their classes online. It's a step that schools are taking all over the country to protect students and faculty from coronavirus. This is not what many students wanted to hear.
Right now it's a scramble. I've been talking with my parents and we're trying to figure out what to do with flights and how to store all of our stuff.
They're giving us 5 days to pack up for good.
I know my roommate has to go back out of the country. I'm assuming some people from Italy need to figure out what to do.
Is it an overreach by the school, do you think?
Or excessively, yeah. I mean, it's going to cost a lot of money, and I think a lot of people are going to have trouble finishing their classes at home.
And besides the logistical nightmare, midterm exams are this week.
Now, obviously, this will last throughout the spring semester, which raises a question about commencement exercises for the seniors. So far, Harvard hasn't said what they plan to do about commencement.
This is so whack. What about the students who can't afford to go home and have nowhere to go for the rest of the semester? I was looking at people's tweets on Shade Room, dropping the clues bombs for the Shade Room, and I was looking at kids who go to the school, especially the black students. A brother named Hakeem said, Harvard just gave students 5 days to pack all of their things, move out, and go home. Many can't go home because of cost and travel restrictions, and they provided no guidance, and we're expected to go to class for the rest of this week. At Layla Takir says, Harvard wants its entire student body out of campus by March 15th. There are international students, homeless students, poor students, students who can't go home for a number of reasons. Time and again, this campus shows that they only care about white, wealthy students. I have my own questions, okay? What about the people who pay for room and board? Do they get some of their money back? Shouldn't it be a discount on housing? Okay, let me read one more tweet from Shade Room because this is a good one. This is a great one, actually. Amy Vanderpool, a.k.a. at Girls Really Rule, said, growing concerns about the kids who can't afford to just pick up and return home. Harvard has a $40 billion endowment that will sustain the school until the end of time. Can't the school provide the travel funds for those who can't provide financial need? Now, that right there, Amy, that right there is the million-dollar question, okay? See, at a time like this, people, institutions, companies, they show their true character. I know it's no permanent friends and enemies when it comes to business, but some things have to be deeper than business, right? It has to be about people, okay? This is Harvard. Isn't part of Harvard's creed that Harvard will see it through? Well, Harvard needs to see its students through this crisis. If you're sitting on a $40 billion endowment, the least you can do is pay for some of these international students to fly back home. The least you can do is provide people who have no place to go some room and board until they do. How about the kids who have nowhere to go? Just let the students stay in their housing and bring in people to properly sanitize the place. Give people Purell and Clorox disinfectant wipes. Don't just hit them with the, hey, you ain't got to go home. Just get the hell up out of here. Envy's did that a million times in his DJ career. You ain't hitting the Frankie Beverly Before I Let Go. either that or you play something real aggressive to start a fight just to get everybody out of the club.
Been there before, too.
Listen, not to mention these kids got midterms. How are these kids supposed to properly study for midterms when they have to worry about where to stay? When the hell did Harvard turn into the ghetto? Okay? A lot of those kids went to Harvard to avoid problems just like that. It's almost virtually impossible to concentrate on what you need to do, which is study for your midterms, when you are worried about where you're going to lay your head at night. Okay? Harvard University President Larry Bacow, or Baco, You and that university should be ashamed of yourselves. Okay, all that money that school making, take care of those damn kids. All right, you really need to make this right. Times like this, you have to remember, leaders don't have light shoulders, okay? There are always heavy burdens to bear. That's why, you know, leaders are supposed to be strong. And this isn't a time to lighten the load. This is a time to carry the load, Larry Bacow, okay? Please give Harvard University the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.